irritating Krim immensely with their swaying side-to-side motion as they danced, he'd watched Alistair marry the fairest maid in all the land. That wily bastard. Krim clenched his hands into fists at the remembrance and ground his back molars together. Oh, Alistair Kingsley, you shall pay for stealing my only chance at happiness. He threw another dart at the board, and now Alistair's picture had four darts sticking out from his nose. The sound of applause had Krim's gaze temporarily flitting towards the simpering lords and ladies again. The dark scowl on his face deepened when the sparkly gowns the ladies were wearing temporarily blinded him. Krim didn't think their dresses could get any flashier, have larger skirts, or be decorated with more feathers. They looked utterly ridiculous. The lords weren't dressed much better in their Victorian-style or steampunk-style suits with overly large cravats around their necks, and top hats on their heads that had been decorated with hatpins, feathers, and playing cards. Those top hats just served to remind Krim of Madeline, the Mad Hatter, and he wondered sourly if she'd made their hats. Alistair and Madeline's marriage wasn't the only reason why Krim was in a foul mood. It was his birthday, and he really only wanted one thing, a delicious raspberry tart. But, so far, none of the bakers or pâtissiers had been able to bake a tart that could meet with his expectations. Standing to the right of Krim's throne was a long line of bakers dressed in white uniforms and with fluffy white hats on their heads. Most of the bakers were human, but some of them were Cheshire Cat people. In other words, demi-humans. All of them were pale, sweating, and trembling in fear of him as they waited for Krim to summon them forward to present him with their tart. Each baker held a porcelain plate with a single raspberry tart sitting upon it. Krim's stomach rumbled, and he let out a heavy sigh. Maybe the next tart would at least be edible. The King of Hearts made an impatient gesture with his right hand at the male chef that was currently first in line to come forward and approach the throne. As the baker approached, his trembling increased. He offered Krim the tart he'd prepared, and the man's hands were shaking so badly that the tart was vibrating on the plate. With a scrutinizing gaze, Krim looked down at the tart. It looked edible, at least. He picked it up, took a bite out of it, chewed, and swallowed. Everyone appeared to be holding their breath as they awaited Krim's reaction. Krim scowled fiercely. It didn't taste right. He dropped the tart back down onto the platter. Disgusting. The blood started to drain out of the baker's already pale face.
"Please, Your Majesty, allow me to try again."
"Off with his head."
Krim called out in a blasé manner to the red knights that were standing by. The knights were dressed in red steel armor with the pattern of black hearts on it. Two approached the baker, and each grabbed one of his arms before they started to escort him out of the ballroom.
"No, wait, please, have mercy,"
the baker cried pitifully. Krim cringed at the sound of the man's high-pitched screeching.
"Silence him," he droned.
One of the knights knocked the baker out with a swift hand chop to the back of his neck. Then the two knights literally dragged the poor man away. The nobles had stopped dancing at this point, and they all wore similar horrified looks on their faces. Krim instantly grew irritated when he noticed, and arched an eyebrow at them.
"Did I tell you people to stop having fun? Dance!"
The band swiftly resumed its playing, and the nobles continued to dance. Krim let out a heavy sigh. He knew why they were acting so surprised. He'd never been so picky when it came to sweets. He loved sweets, and his people could even pay their taxes in homemade cakes and cookies. But it was his birthday, and all he wanted was a raspberry tart that tasted delicious. He'd even given these fools Katrina's own recipe. What the hell were they doing wrong? Why didn't it taste the same? What ingredient did they lack? Katrina had apparently set the bar high with her baking skills. Too high.
"I just want to eat a tart that tastes like Katrina's did," Krim thought petulantly to himself. "Is that too much to ask?"
Krim waved his hand impatiently at the baker that was next in line. She was a Cheshire Cat slave, and Krim thought this was a promising development. She even resembled Katrina a little with her tanned skin and golden eyes. But her hair was a silvery blue color, whereas Katrina's was purple. The young woman was trembling like a leaf as she approached the throne. She held out her plate with the tart sitting on it.
"Your Majesty?"
Krim looked down at the tart. It was heart-shaped and decorated with a lattice pattern made out of dough. It reminded him of the tarts Katrina used to make. He reached out and picked up the tart with a slightly unsteady hand. He brought it up to his mouth, took a bite, chewed, and swallowed. It tasted good.